Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We need to help you increase our reach, not just one enslaved mind at a time. How about a million? We're not getting a lot of help with distribution on algorithms. So we are asking you to share if you find something valuable here. And I encourage you to do the same thing on any site that you're on, because we need to educate the people. I've had people close to me, and this is off the topic of where we're going right now, but with the tariff issue, some people think it's going to cost Trump the midterm because the turnaround economically won't occur until after the, well, until after the midterms. So we need to let people know there's got to be some short-term pain before we have the long-term gain, and the Trump administration's on the right path, so more reason to share far and wide. Also, we have a newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. You put your email address into the link for the newsletter, and you'll get a daily recapitulation of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. Over 50,000 people are thankful because it's one-stop shopping. We do multiple presentations a day. And I have an announcement, too, with regard to our TV show. We are dramatically changing directions on April 1st. So we're only 2 days away from this. And in our piece today, we're going to talk about why we're going to Mars. And it's not a good reason, but it is an option for us. And this is something that fits under hiding in plain sight. In other words, you can really see what's going on if you take the time to look at it, and we will. And then we'll wake the people up as to what's going on. And I will say this, we're entering a dangerous time, and we're going to actually cover the potential extinction level event for the planet. And then in another presentation later segment, we're going to talk about an extinction level event for civilization is called on by MIT. And you go, whoa, I hadn't heard about that. Well, it's in print. Mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it, but we're going to get into all that. Well, anyway, that's going to be those kind of stories starting on April 1st are going to be exclusive for the most part. We'll do an occasional just to show people, hey, here's what we're doing over there. But it'll be an exclusive on our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And people are loving the idea. And I'm teasing it out there because we're looking at some of really kind of the best approach of what Art Bell used to do, for example. Or John B. Wells when he was on Coast, and to what he does today, too. And people like that. And then, of course, we'll still do our geopolitics, and we'll put a lot of our interviews up there. So there's something there for everybody. But the hiding in plain sight, I predict, is going to be huge. I teased it out yesterday, and the two biggest out of the six that we posted were what will be on HIPS starting on the 1st. So I just thought I'd let you know that. Hey, we have a great sponsor. One of the things that you look at when you're looking at a decline of civilization is the banks are going to fail. And one of the contributors, of course, will be fiat currencies that don't hold their value because they're not backed by anything. And this is what Donald Trump is feverishly trying to correct right now. And I will tell you this, with the banks and the condition they're in, and we're seeing more and more cracks in the banks. I mean, we got B of A saying they're going to basically take accounts of people that have been dormant for X amount of time. And I expect that number to keep shrinking. And I'm thinking, well, who are they? It's a savings account. You can leave it in there ad infinitum and not touch it. You're saving it. You don't have to act on it. It's ridiculous, but it's a sign of banks in trouble. And so I'm saying, why would you put the bulk of your money in the bank? Done a silver deal last with Noble Gold. Because silver is going to explode in value. I'm going to do a gold deal coming up. And every time I get money coming in from a deal I close, and it's not a great amount of money, but it's money that I put in. And I'm telling you, I'm going to have less exposure in the bank when the bank goes kaput. And I will say this, if your retirement is in the bank, we need to educate you on this is not what you want to do. They'll take the value of the retirement under Dodd-Frank 2010. That's their money. It's their retirement when you tie it to the bank. You're saying even IRAs and 401, yes. Yes, Dodd-Frank 2010. Look it up. If everybody knew this, nobody would have the bulk of their assets in the bank. They'd have operating capital, and that's it. Also, too, Noble Gold will help you protect your savings, grow your portfolio. Everything they do, if you buy gold or silver, it's a hedge against inflation. It also has great tax advantages if you have your retirement associated with you and not the bank, and the bank can't take it. But you have tax advantages. You don't have to pay any tax until you're 73. That's right. Or until you take it out, one or the other. Okay. Now, there are never any guarantees in anything you do, and the federal government requires me to say that, but I happen to agree with that. Also, for doing business with Noble Gold, you'll receive a tenth of an ounce gold coin for saying thank you. And here's how you get a hold of Noble Gold. Two ways. I can send you an electronic information document. It's short, sweet, to the point. DaveHodgesGold.com. Or if you've heard enough, go and call an agent at Noble Gold. I use Hope. And if you call an agent at Noble Gold, you'll talk to them and they will not pressure you. You'll have to close your own deal. To me, I think the time is short. I would make the phone call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Or if you want the document first and it has the number for Noble Gold on it, go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. All right. We have a story of enormous implications. And the title we're coming up with for this is Why Mars, an Extinction Level Event, Could Result from a Massive Pole Shift. And NASA denies the last part of what I just said, but we're going to walk you through what we know scientifically, as talked about in multiple scientific sources, including NASA, until you get to the final step with how big of a pole reversal will there be. NASA doesn't deny that pole reversals aren't going on right now, but they say they're local and they're not looking at a massive pole shift from north to south. And oh boy, all hell break loose on this planet. That's an extinction level event. Some people think that when they've studied Lemuria and Atlantis, and we're going to look at this and more on our TV show, that the nuclear war between the two really led to the tectonic plate shifting, and there was a pole shift as a result. And this is what wiped out these two civilizations with a few survivors left to restart civilization. I'm telling you, when I walk you through this, you're going to see why NASA is absolutely wrong in their conclusion, and other people are correct about what could be coming. And how do we know? Why do we say what could be? Because we've never been down this road before in our 6,000-year recorded history. So everything we're looking at is model-based, but it's scary. And it explains why we're going to Mars. Elon Musk will be the savior of the planet if this happens. All right. By the way, not savior as in the Lord, savior as in terms of man's assistance to man. All right, here we go. It's called the South Atlantic Anomaly. And you can look this up. This is not secret documents or anything. This is no conspiracy. This is something that NASA has to take into account for its own satellites and the space shuttle and space missions and data centers, computers. If you're in this zone, boy, you could be up for hell on wheels. Okay, let's go through this. In the South Atlantic Anomaly, and this is scary. You've got weakened magnetic field and some of it's reversing within this field in the South Atlantic. Also concerning adjacent to it is something called the I'll read this, the African low shear velocity. And what this is, it's about 2,000 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. And what happens with this is that they're getting reversals that are bigger than what's in the South Atlantic Anomaly. Okay, and so right there, we're seeing localized pole reversals, and these can spontaneously pop up also anywhere on the planet. And people are wondering, why are we having so many mistakes with aircraft today? There are some people speculating this is why. They go through an anomalous field that's temporary. Their instruments are off and they come out of it shortly, but they're off course. This is really serious. And by the way, this is splitting true north and magnetic north. That'll screw up every compass affected by this range. Now, right now, the range is relatively nor is not globally encompassing, but it's growing. And this is where I'm going to go back into my notes here. Okay. The researchers have confirmed here, and I'm going to put a quote down here from Cube. Local reversal of magnetic polarity is indeed happening within the South Atlantic anomaly. And this problem in Africa beneath the surface of the Earth is spreading. In fact, these phenomena are combining and they're bifurcating, they're splitting into two. And where they go, these disruptions continue. Now, it's not just on the surface of the Earth. We have a problem in space. It's funny, we don't hear about this very often. You really have to get into technical journals to find this. But NASA, for decades, has had to protect their craft from this effect. Now, I'm wondering why we don't build a dome. Now, some people have said, well, Dave, that's kind of stupid because if the effect is subterranean, then a dome may not do any good. But why could the dome use the same technology that's going into the subterranean, mimic nature, if you will, and build a dome around an area? Well, good question. But if this is ever going to lead to a complete pole reversal, well, then you got a problem. And I mean, you've got a big problem because no dome is going to stop that. It would buy us some time, though. Okay, the effects are spreading. As I mentioned, it bifurcates, spreading to the northwest. And what happens within the sphere of the growing South Atlantic anomaly? It's growing like a cancer. That's the analogy I would make. But the effects are spreading. You get much more radiation. So for living beings within that zone, you're going to get more cancers. What it reminds me of is what they describe, you may not be in the nuclear blast and die. You may not be killed by the heat and the 800 mile an hour winds, but within a couple of weeks, you could be dead of leukemia. That's what this puts me in the mind of when I've read about the after effects of nuclear explosions. I think this is something to really be concerned about. The other thing too is the effect on mental health, and say, oh, voila, this is where yours truly has had 28 years of exposure to this information. I've mentioned this before, and now it's time to really bring this out of the closet. I was really good friends with Bill Pollack, ex-Air Force Intel, then did some work for the CIA, and then he said, I can't do this, and he was an electronic genius. Bill knew a lot about zero point energy. His compadre, Vance Davis, who's my friend today of almost 33 years, Vance was former NSA attached to NATO and had a disagreement with H.W. Bush with his team, and they wouldn't duplicate Nazi techniques to get technology from the other side, which we know the Nazis did. He refused to do it, and that they wanted to off him, and then and his team, and then they wanted to try and put him in prison for the rest of their life. They couldn't because this would have come out. His case, I believe, was one of the reasons why Obama came up with the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, which says, well, if we declare you to be an enemy combatant, then you get no civil rights and we can lock you away forever. I think that Vance's case actually led to that. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back to what we know. And Bill used to have a series of meetings at his home in La Placidus, New Mexico. And I was fortunate enough to get invited. And by this time, when I started getting invited, I was meeting with Van. I lived in Glendale, Arizona at the time, and Vance lived in East Mesa. And it's pretty far, it's about 40 miles apart. And we'd get together when it was convenient on the weekends. And it was almost every weekend for a while. Really, for a number of years. And that got me invited to this exclusive group where astronauts, top scientists, some of them you would know their names, some of the scientists you wouldn't unless you were in the scientific field. And you go, oh my gosh, they came to your meeting? Oh, yeah, we had to sign non-disclosure agreements. And we'd go through. Okay, so now I've set the stage. Here's part of what we did there. We watched a video in 1997, and it was made by NBC, and it was starring Charlton Heston as the narrator. So, I mean, this is top shelf stuff here. Charlton Heston, as you know, was a great actor, Academy Award winner, Oscar. So, I mean, this guy was good, and he was a believer. So they showed historical anomalies in this. And then, by the way, this never got released. And you'll see why as I go through this. They found human footprints at the same buried strata as dinosaur bones. Uh-oh, kind of destroys the 6,000-year-old myth. And I'm not a believer in people that think they can add up the generations in the Bible and come to 6,000 years. You don't know if every generation is included in there. In fact, if you believe in the anomalies with Atlantis and Lemuria, I believe they're post-Adamic. I don't think they're pre-Adamic, and I just think that they were not included. That's my personal belief, but I don't think that the human settlement here is 6,000 years old. You know, I don't know that you can really carbon date as well as what they say you can, but we're fine. I remember when they found Peking Man when I was a kid, over 20,000 years old. Well, we're going to have to change history. It was just denied. Well, carbon dating is not any good, but it's good for other things, but not for this. I mean, come on. Okay, so in this show, the first part was about historical anomalies offsetting our history, including the pyramids and things like this. The second part of the show, and you're saying, well, Dave, they didn't produce it. How'd you watch it? This was the pilot. And we got, one of our people got slipped the pilot when they canceled the series. And by the way, it was not canceled because of lack of public appeal. It would have had quite the opposite. It would have changed people's minds on the way things are happening. So they did pole reversal, and the reversal of the magnetic field. One of the effects inside the South Atlantic anomaly is this. And what we know from the research that was presented in this unreleased pilot was the effects on mental health. Now you're into my area. If you affect the frequency structure of the brain, you also affect the function of the brain. If you affect frequency or chemistry, you affect the function of the brain. Is it universal? I don't know. And I ask that question because sometimes when brain function is impaired in one area because of a concept called lateralization, another part of the brain can pick up the function. It's really one of the premises behind Neuralink and helping paralyzed people. It's teaching another part of the brain how to pick up that function about how to coordinate your body. But what they found here was the mental effects were just phenomenal. And they found huge effects in the hippocampus. So now you get into memory, okay? The limbic system, now you get into emotion. And this is where the mental illness comes to me. And I've been telling you for years in this platform that people are growing increasingly crazy. Road rage incidences are up. And we go through this, and this is a planetary effect. Eventually, all of us could be affected by this. So I believe this pilot really is the first cousin to the effects talked about here. You can't have these effects with magnetics and frequency and not affect human functioning. I'm sure you're affecting organ functioning, but we didn't look at that, so I don't know. But that would be my guess. If the brain is affected, why wouldn't the kidneys or the heart be affected? It's interesting. Now, here's the deal. How far has the drift gone with the bifurcation of the South Atlantic anomaly and the anomaly associated with the underground effects in Africa? They say it's reached Canada and it's moving northwest. And here's what's scary, and I'm going to cover this in a separate presentation, but True North is moving towards Russia. So we've got an effect going one way, South Atlantic anomaly. You've got True North moving another. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, how much is a shift would it take to induce an ice age? Well, that we know. And I've talked about this for years, a 3 to 4 degree shift. Now, I want to go back and repeat something I said just a couple of weeks ago. When I was teaching undergraduate psychology, stat, and research, I'd have a number of foreign students. And a good number of them, about 15 years ago, were saying things like, our professors, from their home countries, and I'm talking about people from Russia. Her dad was a big time party official, but I'm not going to divulge the name for obvious reasons. I'm not going to divulge any of the names. And also, I'm covered by FERPA. I couldn't legally. Okay, Russia, Sweden, couple from Sweden, couple from Germany, couple from the UK, Italy, France. So we had a cross section of Europe. And what professors were saying in Europe 15 years ago is we're going to have to move to Africa because of a pole shift that's coming. And at that time, Europe was going through tremendously severe winters. And I'm talking in open places, places that didn't get snow, were getting snow. And the feeling was someday we're going to have to uproot Europe and move into Africa. That's what the professors were saying, that you'd have to go near the equator to escape the effects of the weather. That's indicative of a pole shift. Now, it's pretty interesting here because NASA's come out with a statement now, and it was quoted in this article that appeared on MSN. They admit to the fact that there's pole reversals within the effect. Okay? In other words, there's a magnetic reversal going on. Well, that's bad enough, but they say it's localized and not general, and it will never cause a general pole shift of either the planet or the magnetosphere. But I'll tell you this, the magnetosphere, if it shifts, it's going to take the planet with it. That's a given. They're joined at the hip, so to speak metaphorically. So, NASA is often referred to as never a straight answer, NASA. And this is what they're doing here. If the effect is local and it's growing, should we not be concerned on a planetary level that eventually will be consumed? Now, if we were a type two civilization, we're not even type one yet. You don't get to type one, according to Michio Kaku, the inventor of this stage theory of civilization. Evolution. You don't get to type one until you master uranium. In other words, your self-destructive tendencies to go to war, use nuclear weapons, blow each other up. The ancient legends from the Hopis, the Arvak, ancient Chinese legends all over the planet say Lemuria and Atlantis had a nuclear war and they didn't get through it. The tectonic plate shift caused the pole shift, and boom, a few survivors to start over. And folks, that's it. All these histories. Now you're saying, well, it's folklore. It's folklore in civilizations that never had contact with each other. So that's very, very interesting. Where do we take this? Okay, well, increased radiation, mental health effects within these zones, and if it's reached Canada, is it not reaching the United States? It's pretty interesting what's going on here. I think we're already seeing the effects on human behavior. And I take back to when I first was exposed to this information 28 years ago. And see, it wasn't that we just watched a video at our meeting with these dignitary scientists, top astronauts. Two of them would be household names you would know. And it wasn't that we just took all this from a video and a pilot for a series that got canceled. We started discussing it, and I was pretty quiet on the topic. This wasn't my area. My area was paperclip and theoretical conversions of Nazi science and what we end up doing with it and how NASA did, never got it. I mean, that was my deal. But I was sat there and listened intently as I heard scientists, geologists talk about, well, there's many good points here. They didn't agree with everything that was in the video, but the things they did agree in was the shifting of the poles is unavoidable. We had an ice age 10,600 years ago, and we are overdue right now. And they concluded we are moving into that phase. This was about 7 years before I started to hear this from my European students in my undergrad classes. And they were telling me this, so yes, I've heard about this before, and it is concerning. Now, why go to Mars? See, this is back to the original premise. Elon Musk, with all that he's done, is focused on seemingly the impossible. But Biden couldn't get the astronauts back from the space station, and Trump calls Elon, and Elon says, "It's done, Mr. President." And sure enough, he did it. It's a man who is unbelievably intelligent and has the resources to make this happen. The thinking is that Mars will be affected after the Earth because at its closest point, it's 35 million miles from the Earth. I think it's pretty good logic. It buys us time. Eventually, this effect would affect the entire solar system. Because think about this, if the effect is on the Earth and there's an interrelationship with the sun where you have more CMEs, more radiation, that kind of thing, okay, it's going to extend all the way through the universe. In fact, there's another phenomenon I'm going to tease you with and leave you with, and it's this. It's 19.5, popularized but not developed by Richard Hoagland, who was the science advisor to Art Bell. And he used to talk about 19.5. We had a term for it in the media. They called it the Ring of Fire. Do you remember that term back in the 90s? Why are all these earthquakes, including what almost destroyed Mexico City in 1985? Why is this? Okay. When planets rotate and they're in a rotation around their celestial body, the sun, when they rotate, there's a buildup of friction at 19.5. The body acts out. And then there's a pole shift, and then an ice age happens, and then the planet comes out of it. And if you have life on that planet, it's going to basically start over. This is why we go back in time and we look at the folklore of ancient civilizations, and it really explains things that we can't construct today. Do you know? A lot of people don't know this. We couldn't construct a pyramid like Giza. No matter what we put into it, no matter how many science, we've been trying. The Japanese have tried. We tried with the Japanese. We tried to build a 5% scale model and couldn't do it. It collapsed on its own weight. We don't have a crane on this planet that can pick up an 80-ton stone and then lay it down with the accuracy of 1/200th of an inch, which is one whisker on a man's mustache in terms of accuracy. We can't do that on a single family home. Like I said, the Egyptians inherited the pyramids. Did they do things? Well, yeah, but did they do anything meaningful? No, they didn't. And this is why we look at past civilizations. It's in our best interest to find out what happened. Plato wrote about Atlantis. There's no question Atlantis existed. We got the Beenemy Road, we got a sunken city 2 miles at the bottom of the ocean off the coast of Cuba. We got Yonaguni, which is another city with construction off the coast of Okinawa, between Okinawa and Japan. And we have these all over the planet. And then we find pyramids everywhere with civilizations that did not interact with each other. In other words, I think it's in our best interest to find out what happened and can we apply technology? Now let's go back to type zero planet, which we are. Let's say we master our aggressive tendencies and we don't have any more Ukraines or Yemen or Afghanistan or Iraq conflicts, no more Vietnams. And so basically we put war in the rearview mirror and we move forward. When you're at the end of type one civilization, you can control elements in the solar system, which means you could control gravity and this factor. You could straighten it out. The technology would be available. And it's thought the technology will evolve out of what we do with scalar waves right now. Today, we use it for directed energy weapons. We can fly drones and attack something on the Earth in combat. And we haven't, we probably have tested it, but we haven't used it in open combat yet. I'm sure we're holding it back. But there's too many people that have talked about the fact that we have that technology. You also have weapons you can move things by sound, destroy things by sound, by changing the frequency and making instrumentation impossible to function. Oop, and here come down the planes. Tanks don't operate on the ground. It's like an EMP without the EMP. Okay, that's scalar wave. Now, that's where we're at with it right now on an unreleased basis to the public. If ever we get quantum computing that's hooked up around the planet, I talked about this yesterday and no one really paid attention, it'll be scalar wave technology that'll connect them all. Quantum entanglement will be the operating principle. And we're not far from being able to do that now if the powers that be that control the technology would allow it to happen. So that, and we always have technological lag. Internet developed early 1960s, operationalized 1966 as an alternative to communications destroyed by nuclear war. And then we get it over 30 years later. Microwave, same kind of delay, 35 years. And we have all kinds of anomalies like this. Night vision. You can buy night vision right now. It was illegal for you to have it 15 years ago. And if you sell it to a foreign entity today, you're going to prison. How do I know? The late Bob Griswold with Ready Made Resources used to come on my show a lot before he was former CIA. Bob would, he had to be really careful who he sold to. You basically had to prove your citizenship. And he used to talk about it on my show. So pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, what does this all mean? We go to Mars. We might buy 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. I don't know. But Mars has gone through its problems. But we think it might be the result of whatever produced the asteroid belt. A planet, poof. Then you have all these asteroids flying around. That's really dangerous. Today, we have the technology to deflect these asteroids. Whether NASA wants to admit it or not, they may not even know. But we have the technology. Scalar weapons deflect the gravity by changing the frequency. You don't have to hit with a nuclear bomb. All you'll do is break it into millions of pieces, and you'll have a worse problem. But we can move asteroids through electronic frequencies. Yeah, see, this is the kind of thing that's going to be on HIPS. Only thing is we're probably going to go a little deeper. Where does this leave us? We better hope Elon Musk figures something out. But here's the next question. As technology is held back for military and the elite, and then given to the general public, and it's always the 1-2-3 approach, would you be allowed to go to Mars? Would you have to pay? How much would it cost? Who could afford to go to Mars? How would we prepare the civilization in Mars? It's interesting, isn't it? And Mars may have an ancient defense system set up. Oh, what's that? Oh, and Mars has its own pyramids. I covered that earlier this month when I showed the face on Mars and structures, which NASA says are lights and shadows. They're lights and shadows that go at 45 and 90 degree angles. Do you think nature works that way? Well, if you do, go back and take another science class because it doesn't. Interesting stuff, isn't it? It really is. Will Jesus return before? This is what some people are going to say to me. I'm saying maybe. How many people have to leave the planet before Jesus returns? I don't know the answer to that question. And the Bible does address it. But the Bible says is very clearly, if Jesus didn't return for the second time, there'd be no flesh left alive. And boy, is that a loaded phrase. We're going to look at that one going forward, too. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for thecommonsenseshow.tv because it's about ready to get really exciting there on April the 1st. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Hey, my thanks go out to MSNBC. And you're going, Dave, aren't you guys rivals? Well, geopolitically, yes, but there are some common interests that we all share as human beings. And they're doing a great job. And now other publications are picking up on what they're doing. And what have they been doing? They've been talking about the forbidden science, the science that was taken from the public when the FBI seized Nikola Tesla's files upon his death in New York City in 1943 and still haven't released the files. Zero Point Energy. I told you I had run in. I had a collaboration through Bill Pollack and Vance Davis with Enron. Reputable organization. They were going zero point. Bill was a consultant. He brought Vance and I into this. And boom, the government came down on their head. And I've never believed the allegations against them. They were in the forbidden zone. Well, the forbidden zone seemingly is becoming public now because when an establishment media outlet covers something every single day, sometimes multiple times in a day, about the new science, and Michio Kaku is being promoted. He's the, I think, the leading guru in this. He's kind of the Carl Sagan of his day, if you will. And he's really worth reading. Super String Theory, his book, and his theory is very, very good. Michio Kaku, Kaku. Well, we now have really good stuff going on, really good stuff in the media about this forbidden science. I got a video I'm going to play for you that is the latest release on what if we could harness zero point energy? I'd say beware the government, but hopefully we're past that because we're into a new administration that seemingly wants much more transparency. And we're brought to you by I Want My Health Back. And people say to me often, Dave, if you had to choose one product that would help you the most, what would it be? And I say unquestionably, this product right here, the Nana Soma Spray. This is what brought me back almost literally from the dead. And it changed my life. And it led to a series of domino effects where I'm doing things now I haven't done in 25 years. This doesn't cure anything. It boosts your immune system. And you can go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I want my health back. .com/Dave Hodges, and you can read all the things that it does. Everybody should be on this product. I mean, everybody. It's preventative and corrective because of its effect on the immune system. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I've been blessed to have nice careers. I mean, a high school and basketball college coach. I did a brief stint with the NBA and scouting. It was really nice. I've been a professor, been a teacher. I've loved every minute. I've been a therapist. I've been really blessed to do a lot of things. But I'll tell you, my favorite hobby, and you say, well, what did you teach? Psychology, research, stat, a little sociology, some history early in my career, and all very rewarding. But my favorite is quantum physics. And I've been into this for over 30 years. And this is why I think Bill Pollack brought me in to when they were working with Enron on zero point energy, going to build a city in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. And boy, did the government stomp on their head. You ain't going there. Well, now we're seeing a turn. And I got to tell you, every time I go to this MSNBC feed, and they've got me hooked. You're saying, Dave, you're watching MSNBC. Are you kidding me? Well, you'll see why. This is why. I'm not in line with their geopolitics. I mean, I think everyone would know that. But this is really cool. But they start here with the phrase, what if we could collect energy out of thin air? Tesla did it, and you get it from the Earth and the Earth's vibration, which is an E flat, by the way. Okay, let's take a look at this.
Out of thin air. And I mean it quite literally.
Stargate.
You know how you were taught that a vacuum is nothing but empty space? Well, that isn't exactly true, at least in the world of quantum mechanics. If you dive deeper, below the level of molecules, atoms, electrons, and protons, and into the world of the tiniest subatomic particles like quarks, you'll see that even the vacuum of space can never be truly empty. It's filled with particles that randomly pop in and out of existence. But the exciting thing about these fluctuating particles is that they generate energy that we could hypothetically put to good use. How could we harness this vacuum energy? How would taming a source of unlimited power change us? And why could this be dangerous for the planet? This is What If, and we harnessed zero point energy. Don't be spooked by its complex.
And we reached a snag. Let's come back here for a minute and I'll fix this and we'll come back to it. But what they're saying is absolutely right. And I've been told this by so many people that can't talk beyond the hypothetical and theoretical because of the agreements they've signed. But what they say quite commonly is anything you can imagine or have seen in science fiction, we probably can do it. And it's fascinating. And this is extra dimensional. This report leaves that out. The quantum goes into other dimensions. The quantum explains things like how people could sit down and they could go to bed and dream the winning lottery numbers. And I know of two cases where this has happened. And they wake up, write them down, go buy the lot, and they win. How does that happen? How does it happen? And you hear this a lot with strong emotional connections. Doug and I talked about this on the air, Doug Thornton and I. He's a combat veteran. And I said, Doug, I'm sure you've heard of this. Someone sleeping in their bed at night. I had a friend named Lynn, and this happened with her brother in Vietnam. And she's sleeping. She woke up and she saw his death. It was horribly tragic to hear her talk about it. Very sad, very moving and emotional. But what allows that connection? Well, if you get into the fourth and fifth dimension, time stands still. There is no time. Everything happens at the same time. And it's hard for us to conceive of that because we have three-dimensional minds. But this is the theory. And this gets into Michio Kaku's superstring theory. And so what separates the dimensions? Because they're in the same space at the same time. It's frequency. Frequency is the key to everything. This is why yesterday I did a piece on frequency is the future of medicine. Diseases have their own frequency. And if you can learn to change the frequency, you could change the disease. Easier said than done, but theoretically, this is where a lot of people are focusing research. But we're going to have a switch in medical paradigm. We're going to have to go from the horse and buggy to the Model T, so to speak, because people are making too much money on the horse and buggy to try and take a chance on the Model T, if you understand my drift. It's when it becomes profitable is when the technology comes into the mainstream. You're saying, wow, that could do amazing things. Yes, it could. We are programmed, by the way, to live 120 years. I used to interview these Berkeley research guys. They were fantastic. And their study was longevity. And what they said is if we could eliminate the toxins, the pollutants, and the stress, and we are programmed to live 120 years. Oh, by the way, in Genesis 6, chapter 5, that's exactly what the Bible says. 120 years. It's kind of funny how scientists are proving the Bible to be correct. But I digress for a moment. Let's go back to what we know. What we know is we've had tremendous scientific advances, starting with Tesla, and I think he's the genesis of this. Einstein, yeah, a little bit, but Tesla was voluminous. Einstein was pretty narrow with his theory of relativity. No disrespect to Einstein, great scientist. However, looking at Tesla and what he had done tells us what's possible. We don't need the electric wires. Tesla sent in 1899 on New Year's Eve, he sent electricity using what they call free energy from Colorado Springs to the Capitol Hill area in Denver, a distance of about 75 miles, and lit up the area. Why didn't we pursue that? She can't make money on free energy. That's why. So let's take a trip there where they open up the possibility for zero point energy. And let's talk about quantum computers. Right now, well, MSNBC did a piece on this about a week ago. Quantum computers could come to every home right now. We just have to make it marketable because, you know, the first generation of a product is always really expensive. Remember VCRs? I'm old enough to remember that. And the first generation of VCRs, about $2,000. And before they got phased out, they were about $100, less than $100. Well, we don't want to buy quantum computers when they're going to be exorbitant in price. But let's go to the point, let's say we're second, third, fourth generation of this technology. What will end up happening is it gets into the Earth's dynamic and pulls energy out of the Earth and connect all quantum computers across the planet. Now, this really raises a profound question, doesn't it? Here's your profound question. Will the technology be good or evil using the zero point energy that Tesla popularized? Technology is neutral. Let's just take a gun, for example. You can go hunting with a gun and kill game and eat and survive. You can also use it in self-defense. God forbid, but you can. Okay. You can also use it to exploit people, hold people up, and even murder people. That's evil. The technology itself is neutral. It's how the technology is used ends up determining what we look at it as. Now, here's the problem. Who controls the technology? Exactly. Who's the president? Who's in charge of DARPA? Who's in control of many of the top corporations? Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Now, let's get down to brass tacks here. The quantum mechanics of this would be pull the energy out, it's shared frequency based to all quantum computers across the planet. You could even have a computer, theoretically now, without a screen. You could use the Ethos, tap in at the right frequency, and you've got a computer display in the air. You may have seen this in some science fiction shows. Well, they've got this from quantum research. But let's go to all the computers are interlocked. Now, here's what's interesting. Online education is innovative. Now, it doesn't take the place of teaching a doctor how to do surgery in person. And you have to sometimes perform real tasks that you can't do in an atmosphere like that. But quantum computer could make that possible. Think about the devices kids wear over their heads and they play these visual reality games. They're boxing, they're fighting, they're dancing. I mean, all these things, and it's their reality for the moment. You can do the same thing with quantum computer at the same time. And you're saying, wow, that's interesting. What could you do? You could learn any profession. No one would be without knowledge. Now, here's the problem. Who controls the system? Aha! That determines whether it's good or evil. We could educate people to speak several languages. We could educate people to be expert scientists. This is absolutely fantastic stuff. And you could even do quantum counseling for people with emotional adjustment disorders. Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it? It could be used to really push humanity to a much higher level intellectually. And God knows, you look at people today, products of the education system, some is okay, most is not. And you hear, who was the first president? Bush. I heard that the other day. I'm a man on the street going around asking questions. But ask him a question about sexual positions and practices, they're right there. Thank you, our schools. For not teaching the three R's, teaching the three P's, I'll let you figure out what they stand for. Now, if the technology is controlled by Boris Badenov, remember that from Bullwinkle the Moose? Yeah, I'm exposing my childhood now, aren't I? You knew the era I grew up in. I think I was in early elementary school then. And Boris was a bad, like, East German spy. Let's say he's in control of quantum computer. It now becomes an element of propaganda, censorship, thought control. Interesting, isn't it? You can also use technologies with brain entrainment to certain frequencies, and you can bring in suggestions where people are more malleable and more likely to follow this. Oh, we got all kinds of research on this. Just go to the net and look up Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West. Yeah. And look at his work on this. Very possible. That would be evil. That's 1984 stuff. But on the other side of the coin, the educational attributes could be off the charts. Pursuing intellectual pursuits. I want to be an artist. Well, we don't have that ability here. Yeah, you do. It's right there in front of you. It's called quantum computer. It could be fantastic or it could be a nightmare. It depends who controls the technology. Bush, Clinton, Obama, Trump, Biden, Trump. Who should control the technology? Or should we make it extra governmental? And how would you go about doing that? Pretty interesting questions. Believe me, this day is here. And there's a reason why we're doing nothing but reading about quantum mechanics right now, quantum computer, because it's coming to you. It's coming to a home or a desktop where you live. And we need to think about how it's going to be used. How has social media been used? I think that's a really good indicator for where this is going. And if that is not an indicator for you, compare the different social medias and look at the possibilities. Think about the online education. Stuff to consider. Tell me what you think. Where's this all going? Do you fear it? Do you embrace it? How should we control it for humanity's benefit? Benefit or enslavement? Tell me what you think. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Over 50,000 people get a single email that goes over everything that we've done the previous 24 hours, one-stop shopping. People love it. You should sign up for it. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, put in your email address, the only required field. Send it off and you'll get yours right away. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We have a great sponsor here from Body Align. And I got to tell you, I protect my cell phone with the EMF patch. I get my energy boost here. Take it off at night. You don't sleep. Otherwise, you'll wake up frequently. But it's all natural. Can't hurt you. And then they have sleep patch. They have all kinds of really cool things. Hey, take advantage of these products that improve your life in what seemingly is small but very significant ways. Help you sleep, protect you from EMF. Go to Body Align, A-L-I-G-N, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Most of you won't know who this is. You're going to get real acquainted with him very quickly in just a moment. And a really short, brief statement by him. But this guy is spooky scary. He is scary. He's willing to start World War III. He's preventing peace. And he holds a significant position. And then people wonder why Dave Hodges and people like me think we should be totally out of NATO and announce that to Russia and Vladimir Putin. This is scary. We're not sending Americans to die in Ukraine. I will fight against that with every fiber in my being. Europe has dragged us in the last 100 years into two major wars that have killed over a million Americans. We're not doing it again. It's that simple. All right, let's listen to what this warmonger is all about.
Well, there will be no normalization of relations with Russia when the war is over. That will not happen.
So in other words, the peace treaty doesn't mean anything. He's negating all of Trump's efforts right now by making that statement, but it gets worse.
This will take decades because there is a total lack of confidence. The threat is still there. As I said in my speech, even if the war comes to a conclusion, the Russian threat is still there. They are building a war economy. They are spending so much money on defense. Well, there will be no normalization of relations.
He goes on to say in another broadcast that until Putin is dead or deposed, there'll be no peace treaty. This is why we need out of NATO. I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions? I want peace. I want peace for Ukraine and rebuilding for Ukraine, health assistance, building assistance. I want peace for Russia. I want peace for the world. I don't want the Third World War. And this man is a threat to your future. His organization, NATO, is a threat to your future. By the way, his name is Rutte, R-U-T-T-E. Yeah, as in rudderless. No, we do not need this kind of leadership. Get out of NATO now. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you sign up for the commonsenseshow.tv for our HIP series, Hiding in Plain Sight. You've had exposure to it. It's really cool stuff. Additionally, April 1st, we go full bore with this. And we'll still have our geopolitics, and we'll still have our interviews, but we're really going to focus a lot on the HIP series. People absolutely love it. Only available starting April 1st on the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.